This is Michael Jacoby, your host of the podcast Radical Permaculture and Holistic Ecosystem. Today, I'm going to the big city because I'm interested in the young people. I want to listen what is their motivation to live there. Partly, I can understand the attractiveness of the city life. Today, I'm talking with an activist. She was impressing me because I saw her on YouTube meditating in the middle of the big city, not moving at all, not showing any emotions. So I believe that she is one of those performance artists that deeply understands the psychology of the big city. And for me, the big city is the key to gain young people going back to the countryside, downshifting and taking care for all those endangered animals that are depending on a holistic movement, on self-sufficient farming and on mutual symbiosis. So my question is, what gives you art to stay in the city? What is the key? Why do you feel happy there? And what is art? Therefore, I'm interviewing Daria.
From my childhood, and I studied art, went to art school, and I always wanted to be an artist. But when I was in a band, I didn't have much time for this, but I always was thinking that someday I will start and will go this way. So the question was to what kind of art I should make. And at the time I liked performance art very much. I knew about Marina Abramovic, is famous performance artist and maybe number one in the world. And I love her projects because she started to work with presence, with feeling of presence and transformation, which presence could bring to the moment and connect with people. And I felt like I also want to work with this media of performance and presence, and also combine it with my with some things that I like, for example, meditation. I studied and I meditate maybe for from 2011-12. So I have this experience, and I was thinking, how can I bring this practice, this instrument, to performance art, and to combine different things. In most of people live in the cities, and we don't notice. We are often in our own thoughts and don't really connect with the moment and with each other. So then I came to an idea of this project, a place for meditation, when I meditate in orange overall on the streets. It's short story.
Yeah, but very exciting. Like, so you got inspired from the famous Maria Abramovic from Serbia that
yes,
was doing workshops. Do you know her personally, or do you just saw some?
I saw her movie, The Artist is Present. It is a movie about when she had performance in MoMA, and for 3 months she just sitting on a chair and people come to sit opposite her. So they experience different kind of emotions while just being present with her and looking into her eyes. And it was very strong performance because she was there every day for 3 months. It's really hard. And in the film, I saw how people changed in the moment. And I felt I someday should do something like this, but on my own. in my own way. And also I knew about other performance artists. Yoko Ono also made performances. I'm a big fan of her. But I knew that I should find something that would be unique and I can express myself, not Marina Abramovic or Yoko Ono in this.
Nice. And what was your experience when you're out in the city and becoming calm and meditating and seeing the rush around you? You did it in many different cities. So yeah. What did you feel? What was your experience out of this?
I have different experience. For example, first time I went to the Victory Day. It was a celebration of Victory Day in Ukraine. And I prepared myself that it could be different reactions and even aggression. And also I prepared myself that performance could not even happen because there was police. But when I started to make it, police didn't disturb me and people began to react. And there was some... flowers, and they didn't want me to be there and were arguing and all this. And I thought, okay. But when the other old lady came and she asked, oh, Kitty, why are you sitting there? It's so pity. I will give you some money. And she was really compassionate. I was surprised by it and smiled. And my idea was that I should not answer this reaction because I have this concept of outside observer in which you just observe everything that happens around you and inside of you, but you are not being attached to it. So you just see it and not react because whatever happens, it is not about you. It is about other people and situation because I sit in silence and different people have different reactions. So we can see what these people are because they react differently. And I am doing the same thing. But when I sit like this, I always feel like I have more energy and some maybe circle of energy that surrounds me in which this is happening. And I feel like I am full and really quiet inside. And it is just my instrument to create art. And whatever happens, I accept it. But sometimes people could really surprise me and I can smile. It happens not often, but it could be.
Okay, so with this type of meditation, you're trying to get on a higher level to get out of your body, as I understand, and try to observe your situation and the situation of the people, maybe the situation of the city and the country, from a higher perspective, something like a meta level. Like this is, as I understand, some type of philosophy or maybe practical philosophy, like magician practice. Is it possible like this?
Maybe I didn't think about it like magician practice. For me, it is art. Yes, and I just use meditation because I practice it and I see how it helps me. And I want to connect meditation with real life because there are different myths, like people go to Himalayas and they don't involve in social life because they think that meditation is something separate from life and you should forget about everything, you know, and making only this. But my idea is that meditation is a part of life and you should bring it to it and change life with meditation. and as well as art, because art usually exists in galleries, and people who know about art, who involved, they are some intellectual types. But if you go on the streets, there are many people that not go to galleries and don't know about art. So I want to bring and both art and meditation in real life, and also to create this project with people I meet every day on the streets, and become the one with this reality, and to make art in real life, to like to clear these boundaries between art and reality, I think.
And how do you think it can look like when art and the normal reality of the people and of our daily life, when you succeed, when you have your dream, let's say you reach what you would like to reach, how would it look like? How would a society look like that is living more as artists do?
I think it is society of freedom and accepting each other. It can be a dream, but we should, or artists, other people who feel this idea, they could do whatever they can in the situation. And when I express myself freely, it also inspires other people to be artists in life, to create their reality and to express themselves, because some people come to me after meditation or write me in Facebook when they saw me, and this experience also inspires them. Some of them begin meditate and don't think what people say about them. Some of them could think about their reactions and attitude and exception of each other. So there are different things, but I don't have particular vision that reality should be like this or that. I feel just I should do my work, and whatever happens around it, it is good, because I just use this instrument, which I think is really useful and works nowadays.
Okay, so when you focus on yourself and not on the change on the society, so when you look inside yourself and you're performing the art for yourself, and you say artists should go as far as they can or do what they can do, so how far would you go, like to live in freedom and harmony with yourself and with the environment? Like how far are your boundaries and the consequence you make in life?
For me, it's to live in creative way and to be open to new ideas and to face my fear. If I want to realize something, to make it real, and sometimes I have fears and doubts, should I do it or not? So it's for me to face this fear and go behind it. And every time it's a new challenge, because I don't make only these performances. I started making different projects, and now I have vision of next ideas which I should complete. And for me, it is really more, I feel this freedom when I make it real. But there are also some my fears and some things that I should face, and then go on some higher level. Yes.
And do you have special practice? Like we mentioned this meditation. Do you use special techniques, for example, to face your fear Do you have breathing methods, or do you have special thoughts when you go into the meditation, or do you have other tools, technical things people could imitate or use with your experience?
Yeah, I was practicing Kriya Yoga meditation, and if you want to know about it more, you can read a book, Autobiography of Yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda. And when I read this book, I was so inspired that I felt, yeah, I should do this particular practice because it is what I wanted to do. The idea is that every action you take in life could be yoga, could be in connection with your higher self. But to make this true, there are some techniques that you can approach and experience. And then meditation and yoga becomes your style of life, but not a separate practice. And it takes time, but these practices are not difficult. Even children or older people can do them. But it's you should study it and go to seminars and practice at home. And but when I go meditate, I'm not doing these techniques because I'm just meditating and concentrating. I use the way of concentration I studied in Kriya Yoga, but when I make a performance, it becomes more, it's not separate from some other techniques. It becomes just meditation for me. And about fears, I practice this idea that when I feel pain from some situation, and I don't cover myself from it, I just study, and I want to see from what it comes. And so when I go through these different levels of pain, then fear and this pain, only then it could go. Only then I reveal energy from that. So it is not comfortable, but I think it is the only way to, maybe for me, maybe from all people, to go through this.
Okay. And when you are now in your environment, you watched the people in the big cities while you are meditating. And at the moment, as I understand, you are living in the big city in Kiev, right?
Yes, yes.
So how does it help you, or the opposite? Does it not help you living in a big city and having like all these contradictions that the cities normally have, like the competition and the rush and the machines and all the loud stuff and the unhealthy life? Because as I understand, yoga is coming from a very old practice in India and is more like a holistic way of life, as good food and holy cows and having yeah, like loving people and being in harmony with the forest and with the animals and having good healthy food. How do you see your life in the city, and is it a contradiction for you, or is it something you want to overcome or something you need?
For me, city is something I need because I really get inspired from the city, but not these unhealthy things like you mentioned. Feeling the dynamic of the city and observing the city, because city is very bright and different. And I look at it not as something that have this all contradiction, but just maybe like organism that is evolving and changing, and there are many details that I notice in the city, like even some trash, I can see it as beautiful if I don't think that it's trash, but just, you know, a shape, form, geometry. I look on the city as an artist. And it doesn't mean that I don't want healthy, healthy life, and I try to eat healthy food and live as healthy as I can in this environment. But also I accept what I have, and doing my job in this environment, because for me it is very social active environment, and I feel like I should live in the city and change it with my practice. So I want, for example, with these performances and meditation, I want people look differently on the city and to think about their role, how they could exist in the city, how they could be present, how they could notice things that they didn't notice. And when I come to nature, I have this other energy of like very calm and quiet and fulfilling and silent. And then I come back and making some activities here.
Okay, nice. And do you still do some music with your friends in the city? To
Today we have some meeting, because we ended our band, but there is a song that we had a promise to record. It is a promise to our fans and our music. So we have one song that should be released. And now we want to work on this song. I'm doing music only in this way. But in general, now I'm making only art.
Okay, and can I ask you, like, how do you make a living? Like, when I see you have time for art, and because, like, in many cases, people say, yeah, art is something like either you cannot live from it, or it's very hard to make a living from it. Like, can I ask you how you can make a living?
Yeah, it's really, really hard, because There are not many opportunities for artists, especially in Ukraine. And for me, it was like I'm starting making art. I had some money from music, and also my parents helped me a little. And but now, and also I made crowdfunding on my website, so people who like my project, they helped me. Which I'm very thankful for, and now I'm just working on projects and trying to put it in different open calls and residences, because you can get funding from residences and open calls and galleries to make this living.
Mm-hmm. So, and if people would like to support you, like, they can go to your website and
yes,
support your project.
Yeah, they can go to outsideobserver.org and then see some different kinds ways they can support me. Yeah.
And very soon you have also music released on MP3 or even on a hard drive.
I think maybe in a few months, because we're still working on the song, but people can listen to other songs we recorded, and also they listen in iTunes and Spotify, all the streams. Okay. Keep listening, yeah.
Yeah, great. Okay. Yes, thank you so much. This is very, very interesting. And you think the Kyiv community, like, is growing? Is there more people that are inspired of your work, or you see other people growing up, like more festivals, more relaxed people? How is your how is the situation in Kyiv?
Now, because of coronavirus, it was difficult to make any festivals and activities, but in last maybe months, and still it is going, some festivals really happens, and people would love to gather more than ever because they were separated for so long. And in Kyiv, I think there are many opportunities for creative people to express themselves in different ways, because you have festivals, you have galleries, you can make your projects and to maybe to find some opportunity to show this. So it is open, but still it needs to make some system for artists and creative people that would support them here.
Okay. So it's still possible, or again possible, to meet in physical person.
Yes, and... yes, we meet, and we have some festivals planning and concerts, but some concerts also could be, restricted. So there is a problem when you plan a concert and festival and you have this all preparations, and in the last moment police can came and just close it. There were a few situations last month in Kyiv when police just came to the concert which was happening and closed it, and it was really awful for people there. And we had demonstrations. It was on Podil area, and many young people, artists, musicians came to say that it was not right to do that.
Okay, so how do you think personally, like this, or how do you think people see the coronavirus situation in Kyiv or in Ukraine? Is it something you take serious and it's dangerous, or how do you see it?
I think we have different opinions, because some people, they're really serious about it and they go vaccinated, and they really follow these instructions. And some people, they just indifferent, and they don't like to wear masks and all these things. And some of them don't believe even that coronavirus exists. So it's very, very different situation, even in different cities, because in Kyiv, many people wear masks, and it is necessary to wear it in subways and all this. But when you come to smaller cities, you can see situation when you go on bus and nobody wears these things, you know, so it depends.
Okay. And do you know people that died from coronavirus? Or...
Yes, there are people from my friends, even from my friends' families, that died from coronavirus.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you for this excursion.
Yeah, thank you. It was really nice to chat with you, Michael. Are you in Carpathia now?
Yeah. I'm living permanently in Zakarpattia, in Hust area.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're also planning some projects for the summer, and willing to start like a little eco village. And I'm very interested to find young people, especially from Ukraine, willing to move to the countryside and building something, like a permanent residence and doing artwork, but also doing farming.
Mm-hmm.
So to combine those both things, because I think it's very important that you have good food.
Yes.
And good food. It's very expensive, so I don't want to work so much just to buy the food, and then I still don't know where it's coming from. So I would love to combine those both things, that people can live at a nice place, work together and doing art and producing healthy food.
I think it's a great idea. And you should make it. And do you go to Germany or just stay there all the time in Carpathian?
For 3 years I haven't been in Germany, but I need to go to Germany to make some documents. So I'm trying to organize that I can go for 2 weeks to Germany once, just for documents. But yeah, my family was here just a few weeks ago, and yeah, I don't go to Germany, not so.
How your family is thinking about your way of living? Does they accept it and appreciate?
Yeah, they accept it, definitely. They are not able to live like this, and they don't want to. So, but they can understand my decision and they respect it more or less. So we are in harmony and in good communication. Internet, we are. But yeah, I would love to have a big family, like a tribe, you know, and having all of them together. But in Germany, I try to do farming, and it's very, very difficult. If you want to do it in a small scale, like just like, let's say, 10 big animals and the half a hectare garden, then it's very difficult in Germany. And here it's more easy. So this is an area where you still can do it. So I thought that we all agree to start living here. But yeah, there's so many things. You always need your environment where you are used to. So it's difficult for many people to change the location and to find a new place and to build up something new and then to feel comfortable there.
Yeah,
because
it's really
always different.
But I think it's great that you made it, and you want to create these opportunities for other people who are related to this way of living and creating and producing healthy food and taking care of nature and the animals. Yeah, it's really beautiful.
I think it's important for me. Culture is something that's very deep connected with nature, like humans working and living with nature. It's for me what develops culture, and so this is something I would like to work on and to intensify. I see it with these large animals, like the old domestic animals that are used to work with humans. The humans are breeding them. We call it breeding, but in fact, it's a simultaneous adaptation. So we help them to develop in a special direction, and they adapt to our needs. And so we have like a coexistence with the animals and with the nature. Like everything is adapted to this, like the forest, you know, the oak forest, the diversity and the orchards, you know, the apple gardens, and all those together, they work, and then they make the people happy. And it's very easy to feed yourself. It's something like permaculture and or forest gardens. And this I would like to establish again, because I have seen it here with the old people, the Ruthenians, the babas, the babushkas that living in the mountains. So they still know it, and they coming from a time where it was normal to live like this. And I was living in Berlin. My girlfriend is coming, or my wife is coming from Berlin. So I like Kiev, and I don't need to compare this, but I think without the nature, I feel very empty. I don't want to give up this connection.
It's great that you feel your direction, and you feel that you are in your place where you can create and live in a way you want and you feel.
But it's also the social thing, you know, we are social humans, and what you are saying what you like about Kyiv, it's in fact this community. It's the people, the open people, the educated people, the ones that you can make art with and that you can communicate with, and it's funny and you make music and so on. Mm-hmm. And this is so important, even most important. That's the reason why most people go to the city.
Yeah,
because this is even
opportunities and communication.
Yeah, this is even more important for the human than food, I think. Mm-hmm. Because like you can eat and eat and eat, but if it's just a replacement for love, then you will die anyway or getting very sick.
True.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, maybe you want to visit once and have a look.
Yes, I think I want, and even I was in Khust area because I have a friend who has a babushka in these villages in Carpathians, and it was, I think, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. But I was fascinated by this nature and all people living there and having community and very strong relative connections. I felt like family, what is real family, I felt in Carpathian.
Yeah.
And I want someday to come and to see how are you there.
Okay, yeah, great. So we will have a connection.
Yes.
So thank you a lot for this conversation.
Thank
it gives
you.
Me a lot.
it was very nice to talk to you and to know something about you and your life also.
Yeah.
So cool. Keep in touch.
Yeah, hear from you. And I will have a look for your music when it's coming
out.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, bye-bye, Daria.
Bye-bye. Have a nice day.